Well, I thought he did quite well yesterday. Others felt that he'd got a bit of a rough time because there were some tricky questions from some of the Tory committee chairmen. But remember, it's a Labour-dominated committee. And my sense was that they were all quite sombre. The session was mostly about the economy. There were a few tough questions. At one point, Sir George Young, the Tory chair of the Standards and Privileges Committee, appeared to catch Brown out when he said, well, you've been telling us that countries around the world have been copying your economic policies. Name anyone else who has cut VAT, the VAT cut, which has been sort of widely criticised because it doesn't appear to have increased spending very much. And Brown was struggling for an answer on that one. But by and large, though, I felt he came over pretty well. He knew his facts. He was assured. He was confident. And he wasn't really ruffled by the questions.
How did he deal with questions over his appointment of Sir James Crosby to the FSA?
Well, this came up right at the start. This is the subject that the media had been concentrating on yesterday, so he knew it was going to come up, and it was pretty obvious he'd done his homework on this, because he went into quite a lot of detail about the Crosby appointment. He sort of explained how it had happened. He named some of the people on the advisory panel that had put Crosby's name forward. He'd even sort of looked up what they'd told him. They had told him Crosby was an outstanding candidate. And at one point he used this phrase, "I take full responsibility for the appointment," but he did it in classic politician speak. "I take full responsibility, but I'm not to blame because I was just following someone else's advice." And he also had gone into some detail about the FSA, Financial Services Authority, and HBOS, because the allegation against Crosby is that he appointed Crosby, who had been chief executive of HBOS, to this job on the regulator at a time when other parts of the system were saying, actually, hang on, HBOS was taking all sorts of extreme risks. And he kind of went through that. He listed the various reports that had been. He said the situation had been improving. He'd said there'd been kind of 29 similar other reports. He said he hadn't been aware of them at the time that Crosby had first been appointed. So he did a reasonably good job of trying to distance himself from that.
How did Brown deal with another issue that's causing a lot of anger at the moment, the issue of city bonuses?
He had something quite explicit to say on this. Remember, up till now, Brown has basically been outflanked by the Tories and certainly by the Liberal Democrats on city bonuses. He's been reluctant to demand an end to bonuses or a sort of vigorous clampdown, because he's got city bankers telling him, look, you bought these banks, they're full of people who depend on bonuses. If you cut their bonuses, they're all going to go off, work for someone else, and you're going to have a bank, sort of a pretty worthless bank when you try and sell it a few years down the line. So up till now, he's been sort of relatively cautious, but he said a couple of things quite specific. He said he wanted to end the risk culture, but where people were getting bonuses for taking short-term risks. He said that before, but he also, and this was new, he introduced the idea of people having to the money clawed back. If they did a deal, got a bonus, the deal went wrong, he suggested they should have to pay the money back. Whether that's feasible or not, I'm not entirely sure. People have been raising questions about that because people have employment contracts and so on. But it's certainly an interesting idea. He also made it clear that when the FSA produces a report, as it's going to before the budget, and we found out the budget's going to be on April the 22nd, it's going to suggest changing the regulatory regime. So banks that appear to be paying excessive bonuses to risk takers get more tightly regulated. Brown said he's going to legislate on that as soon as he gets the chance.
Brown also said that there'd be a new train contract to a British-led consortium that would create 12,500 jobs. The Department of Transport later said that these jobs would be created or safeguarded, so some of the jobs may exist already. And then it later transpired that some of the jobs won't even be in Britain.
Yes, this was interesting because it's a huge figure, that £7.5 billion. I was listening to the hearing and I heard that and I thought, well, actually, hang on, how come that's not leading the news if it really is as good as it sounds? It's also over a very, very long period of time. So there definitely will be some benefit to British industry, but it's not as if £7.5 billion is going to be spent tomorrow creating, as you say, 12,000 new jobs.